call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, February 24th, 2025 edition. Ian Murphy will be on the show tomorrow to talk about his take on what the House, the Senate, and the governor did early morning hours last Friday. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed the legislation preserving a special tipped minimum wage and revamping the state's new paid sick leave policy, marking the end of this chapter of policies originally pushed by progressive organizers more than 8 years ago. Paid sick leave petition drive kickoff was September 16th of 2016. PA1 and PA2 of 2025 were filed with the Office of the Great Seal on Friday. Both have immediate effect and became effective at 12:02 a.m. Friday morning. The bills, Senate Bill 8 and House Bill 4002, scale back changes to a law which were set to take effect last Friday. That would have ended the sub-minimum wage rate for restaurant servers who live off of tips and requires all workers to receive 1 hour of paid sick time for every 30 hours they work. After aggressive lobbying from restaurant workers and the business community, Whitmer and the Democratic Senate, led by Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh, agreed to compromise on proposals put forth by the House Speaker and the Republicans, Matt Hall. Here's what the final versions actually do. Increased tip wage earners will go from 30% to 50% of the minimum wage by the year 2031, basically 6 years from now. Increase the minimum wage from $15 an hour by 2027, with the rate increasing annually based on the rate of inflation. Third point. Allow employers to front-load an employee's paid time off, giving small businesses of 10 employees or fewer until October 1st to create a system to track the 1 hour of paid leave for every 30 hours worked. Point number four. Require small businesses of 10 employees or fewer to provide 40 hours of sick time a year compared to 72 hours required with employers who have more than 11 employees. So they kept it at the lower number. I wanted it to go to 25. They left it at 10. Next point. Give small startup businesses 3 years to comply with the paid sick time law and the tracking requirement. Next point. All employers to spell out call-in sick procedures in their policy manuals to prevent an employee for no showing up work 3 days straight without any repercussions. They actually have to come up with policy and let the employees know ahead of time. Next bullet point of this signed legislation excludes overtime from the tracking. So an employees will only be able to get their paid sick leave based on regular hours worked. No overtime. Also, tips and bonuses from the employers need to pay their employees who are taking sick days. Exemptions to the policies, interns, and startup companies for the earned sick leave policy. But they must then start 3 years after being in business. The bills also allow for part-timers to get sick time that is proportional to the hours they work and rate full-time employees at the full 1 hour for every 30 hours work. Paid sick leave can carry over year after year, but it cannot exceed 72 hours for businesses of larger employees, 40 hours for small businesses. Finally, the bills allow an employer to take personal action against any employee who uses earned sick time if they are in fact not actually sick. You can't call in sick and then be seen on social media partying with your friends. Changes come after the One Fair Wage Minimum Wage Group and the other organization, Time to Care for the Paid Sick Leave, succeeded after they failed in 2016, succeeded to put it on the ballot for the 2018 election. Well, then the Republican-led legislature went ahead and adopted the measures without it then going onto the ballot, and in the same legislative session turned around and amended it, something that had never been done before. Well, it was challenged in court, ultimately going to the Michigan Supreme Court, where they ruled that the legislature could not do that. You cannot adopt and amend in the same legislative session. But they didn't just rule, folks, that it was unconstitutional. What they did is then they went forward and legislated from the bench, spelling out what would happen effective last Friday, February 21st. So, the decision made by the Supreme Court set off a mad dash by business groups and restaurant workers to urge lawmakers to make changes to both of the issues that the Supreme Court had legislated from the bench in their ruling. Waiters wanted to keep their tip wages on the argument that they made good money under the existing status quo system. They feared that making a $15 an hour base salary would dissuade people from tipping them and that they would lose money. Businesses looked at the paid sick leave policy, saying it was giving too much power to the employees not to show up for work and tilting the legal scales to the employees if a dispute went to court. Many small businesses said, if it goes through, we're done. Well, Michigan Chamber of Commerce said too many businesses got a hold of them explaining their displeasure as to what the Michigan Supreme Court did. However, the changes to the laws and the Supreme Court ruling were aggressively challenged by organized labor. Organized labor folks wanted the higher earned income reported as wages so that they could push to unionize the wait staff of Michigan. They were pushing the Democratic majority in both the House and the Senate to let the law go into effect as per the Michigan Supreme Court ruling. Democratic lawmakers in both the House and the Senate ended up joining nearly every Republican in supporting the compromise changes. They hammered it out before the deadline, and they sent it to the governor with her blessing. Wendy Block of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce said, in the end, the grassroots saved the day. Businesses from all corners of the state came out of the woodwork and told their legislators, you got to fix this. This sounds great on paper, but in the real world, it doesn't work for us. The key takeaway here is the power of the constituents is still very strong. Well, One Fair Wage announced that while they were agitated by the legislative defeat, they will launch a statewide referendum to hold up the changes that the Supreme Court came up with and put it on the ballot for a vote of the people. Sarah Yarriman, president of One Fair Wage, said, we're mobilizing to ensure voters, not politicians, have the ultimate say in whether these protections should be upheld. We're mobilizing to ensure voters, not politicians, have the ultimate say in whether or not we will prevail. On the other side, Justin Winslow, CFO of Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association, said, it's now time for them to give it up. Wage group, pack up shop, and head back to California from where you came. Michigan restaurant workers did not ask for their help. They don't want their help now or ever. Lastly, the Communist Progress Michigan Executive Director Sam Englott said he was disappointed that the Michigan legislature caved in to the spin campaign pushed by corporate lobbyists and voted to roll back the well-deserved raise and paid sick leave for working families in Michigan. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two. Couple of text messages. Greg O'Neill sent me a photograph. Him and a few others were open carrying at the state convention there at Coble Hall, Huntington Place, on Saturday. I noticed Greg was carrying quite a few others actually in this photograph. Kind of interesting, Greg. Text me and let me know, did the Huntington Place give you any problems, any issues when you were open carrying? They all had their handguns on their hips in clear, visible sight. Also, I didn't know whether or not the Michigan Republican Party had issued any rules against it. Just text me and let me know, because honestly, I didn't even realize that you guys were caring. But in this photograph, he's standing with, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. 5 men and a woman who were open caring. Now, the woman in the photograph appears to be wearing a jacket or a shirt. Let's see, where is her handgun? Now, I don't see it, because you're supposed to have it clearly visible in clear sight, not covered up with a hoodie or a shirt. But anyway, great picture. Greatly appreciate it. It was good to see you. Appreciate you texting me that photograph. Interesting. I got to admit, though, one thing that we were very upset about, we had registered to pay for a vendor table inside the convention center. Well, whoever was in charge of the Michigan Republican Party didn't have any tables inside the convention hall. They had them downstairs on the riverfront. Well, we went to that area to set up, and we didn't even have a table. So, obviously, we weren't able to put up a table, pay for the table, have anybody come by and visit with us. We just worked the floor with some cards. I don't know how many of you may have received our cards, but our folks were passing them out. So basically, we could get the message out about our petition drive. Officially launch kicks off this Saturday. Again, if you'd like to volunteer, greatly appreciate it. Myself, personally, I have 50 sheets with 10 signatures per page. We need to collect 500 signatures from people that live here in Antrim County to put it on the ballot to challenge what three out of our five county commissioners voted for to bond and pay for a brand new jail here in Antrim County. Total price, $33.5 million. Well, we don't believe the people of Antrim County want to borrow the money to that extent to build a jail we don't believe we need. So again, if you're willing to come and meet with us on Saturday, I'd appreciate the help. I have the petition sheets. All you need to do is be told which gas station to go to or which market, store, grocery store, retail store here in Antrim County. Spend a couple hours asking people to sign the petition. Greatly appreciate the help. If you guys could help me get my 500 signatures out of the 2,700 we need to do. We basically got this week and the month of March to do it. So we greatly appreciate the help. Again, this Saturday, March 1st, is our kickoff. I'll be doing some signatures throughout the week after the show, but I greatly appreciate if you guys would consider helping us on Saturday. It's supposed to be mild weather throughout the week. Hopefully it will be on Saturday. Just text me Saturday and I'll send you the information. Greatly appreciate it. One last thing I do want to mention. We are still asking for your help on getting rear window stickers on vehicles. Nielsen rating surveys have gone out. People are still looking them over, figuring out what they want to write down and send back. If you haven't put a rear window sticker on your vehicle yet, please just text me your first name, last name, mailing address, home or office, don't care, and how many vehicles you can pledge to put our stickers on, and we'll mail them out to you. Also, we have another little cute rear window sticker. Maybe you can put it on the other side of your vehicle. DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. If you'd like a picture of that, text me DOGE, D-O-G-E, and I'll send you a picture of the sticker that we're going to pass out, give to people who come and help us with our petition drive. You can get a rear window sticker for the radio station and a DOGE sticker for your vehicle and come help us on Saturday. We greatly appreciate it. If you can't make it, again, text me your first, last name and address and how many vehicles you pledge to put it on, and we will send them to you in the mail. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Third hour, we're going to get into some other bills and things they're doing in Lansing. Budget spending, all kinds of topics. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott.